Welcome to Empower Church. Thank you for joining us today. We are a church that has been called by God, set apart by Him, and bound together by His love. A church that aims to reach the community, the nation, and the world with a message of hope. We hope this message will build your faith, give you godly perspective, and leave you empowered to impact your community and the world.
Hey guys, good evening and welcome. As you guys are climbing on and let the guys know we're on, I'm very excited about the Word of God tonight. We're going to go on tonight with what we shared this morning. And good evening to everybody that's watching us on all the different platforms. And do us, won't you be classy just for a moment and share the gospel. Let the people know. And I want you to take your Bibles out tonight. Tonight, we're going to go for part two. I've worded it a little bit differently, rapture ready, because I want to elaborate on that I've spoken on this morning. So won't you tell me this morning service, who of you guys learned something? Who of you guys were like, oh, I never even knew all of those things? Because tonight we want to expand and we want to go deeper. And church, I'm speaking to every Empower member now, every partner. Guys, tonight the word is we're gonna go to a deeper level with the word of the Lord. So I'm just checking as you guys are responding, and won't you tell me, good evening guys, welcome, everybody welcome. And tonight, let me know quickly, as the guys are busy climbing on, again, what I'm doing tonight, I'm gonna do prophetic teaching, and I'm going to do prophetic teaching, and I want to share with you what I believe is very, very important. But before we do that, I just want to take a quick census here and a quick find out. Just tell me how many people are watching with you right now? Let me know how many people are watching with you. This is just important for me to know. Quickly tell me, guys. Quickly tell how many people are watching with you. This morning was, I believe, a life-saving message. But tonight, we want to go a little bit deeper. We want to take it to a new dimension. I want to go further tonight with the Word of God. I want to show you one or two things. And I want to summarize quickly. And then we're going to take it a little bit further. But I want to know, how many people are watching with you? Quickly let me know. How many guys are watching with you? Let me know on Facebook. Let me know on YouTube. How many people are watching? And just how many guys are with you? And share the gospel, guys. Share. Tonight's going to be a good night. I can tell you that. I'm just waiting for more people to climb on. I'm excited about the Word of God tonight. You know, God's Word is able to empower you. It's able to enrich you. It's able to get you ready for all things in righteousness. And so I want to share with you, just tonight, we want to go further. We want to go deeper. I want to show you what we have been sharing up to now. And so if you guys are ready, let's go for it. Please take out your Bibles. Please take out your notebooks. And I'm seeing many people saying 3, 5, 2, 4, 1. It sounds like getting ready to run. But anyway, let's go into the Word of God. This morning I spoke to you because I want to speak to you about being rapture ready. I want to speak to you about how to know where we are, where are we in this moment, what does the Word of the Lord say. And we're also going to take communion tonight. So I want to ask you to please have your communion ready for me as families. Because as families tonight, we are going to take communion together. And so without further ado, let me speak on what we shared about this morning. And again, I want to encourage all of you to, if you want the notes of what we are busy sharing here at Empower Church, then you're welcome to give us your email addresses and we will forward the notes to you as a baseline. So guys, welcome to all the Empower people across the world. Let's go for it. This morning I spoke about I started with the scripture 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4 verse number 15 to 17 where I spoke about that we that are alive and remain at the coming of the Lord that we will be gathered unto Him in the air. And tonight I want to go on of that because I want to show and I want to share with you how close we are to see the Lord Jesus Christ coming back. And honestly, you would want Him to come back because He's going to bring with Him, it's going to be a rescue mission. He's going to do it just in the nick of time. And may I say this, I believe the best days are ahead of us. Even if we go through all the stuff that we will see, we're still in the better days. So I want to just say, first and foremost, from Adam to Abraham, we saw 1,000 years. I'm quickly going to recap, then we're going to go on. From Adam to Abraham, we saw 1,000 years. From Abraham to Moses, we saw 1,000 years. From Moses to David, we saw 1,000 years. From David to Jesus, we saw 1,000 years. And from Jesus to today, we saw 2,000 years. So then we have seen 6,000 years, at which I said 1,000 years is like a day. A day is like 1,000 years of the Lord. In other words, 6 days have passed. The number of man is 6, which means the time is coming very, very close. Then I also discussed this morning with you, I said that when Jesus came the first time, he didn't come for the Gentiles, he came for the Jews. The Bible says that in John chapter 1, he came for his own. In other words, he came for the Jews. His own received him not. In other words, the Jews crucified Jesus. And because the Jews crucified Jesus, we saw that the cross went open for us, and then we saw the birth of the church. And with the birth of the church got birthed in Acts chapter number 2. And from there till now, it's called the age of grace or the age of the church, etc., etc. But what I wanted to show you, and then we spoke this morning, we kind of spoke about 2021. And I'm going to start to draw for you, and I'm going to show you one or two key things here. Because I want you to know that the Bible is extremely, extremely accurate. In other words, the Bible is so accurate, Jesus had told you everything you needed to know. And guys, what you need to be doing right now, you need to share the gospel, get this out as far as wide, because Empower Church is a church of revelation. And once you are at an Empower Church, you may know that we hear from the Lord. And I want to say boldly tonight that we are, or humbly to say, thank God we hear the Spirit of the Lord, and that the Spirit of God can tell us what is to come. And as we look at this, I want to share with you, and I'm going to draw for you now, and I want you just to hand out your, or take out your piece of paper and pen, and get that ready, guys, because we want to share the Word of the Lord, and just enjoy this. There, the thing goes again. We just want to enjoy the Word of the Lord. I want to show you out of the Bible where we are right now. And so where are we right now? We are in 2021. We are in 2021. And so hopefully we're all in 2021. And tonight I want to share with you, by the way, I also want to share with you 6 things that you must do as a family daily to keep your family safe, secure in this time and in this hour. So in 2021, Jesus says the following thing. That the disciples come to Jesus and they ask Jesus this question. They said, when will the end be of the age? When will be thy coming? Jesus speaks to them before the cross. I want you to see this. Jesus speaks to them before the cross, not after the cross, before the cross. And he says this. He says, you will see certain signs. And I just want to write it down for the sake of repetition. I've learned in 17 years of ministry, people learn by repetition. So it's like exercising for everybody that needs to exercise. Jesus does the same thing. As the more you repeat it, the better you become. So in Matthew chapter number 24, we see 11 signs. These 11 signs are what the Bible would call the beginning of sorrows. Arche Odin is the Greek word. I can just write it down for you. Arche, oh, that's an A by the way. Arche Odin. And that simply means, guys, it's the beginning. And then the Bible says that these 11 signs will beat in syncopation quicker and quicker. And what we will be seeing is that during this signs beating, we will be seeing a 2 Timothy chapter number 3 type of people, which gives us 18 signs. Now, what I want to speak to you about tonight is going to be revelatory to you, and it's going to help you. And guys, by the way, as you are learning, type for me that you're learning. I always want to know that people are learning. So if you are learning, I want to show you something. And this morning I spoke on a key thing, and I'm going to say it again because I'm going to go deeper now. So say to me, go deeper, Pastor. I'm teasing, guys. I want to go deeper. I want to show you how God has got your future planned for you already. He's got it so much mapped out. God has got your life so much mapped out that everything is kind of set in place already. So that's how much God is in control of your life. So I want to just go a little bit. And I said to you, because of Matthew chapter number 24, and I'm again just doing this for repetition's sake, because of the 11 signs, because of 2 Timothy chapter number 3 that speaks about the types of people that will be living in this time, there will be three things that will happen with Christians. Jesus speaks to Christians. He's not talking to the Gentiles. He's talking to Christians. And he says the following. He says, people will become offended. People will betray one another. People will become bitter. I'm just recapping quickly. And then he says, because of this, the love of many will grow cold. The love of many will grow cold. And what you are seeing right now, you are seeing an attack on the identity of who you are as the church. Because as soon as you divorce identity from a person, you are taking away somebody's destiny. Let me say that again. What you're seeing right now is an attack on your identity, because it will rob you from your destiny. Then the Bible says, just before Jesus comes, just before the Lord comes, will be something that, or as the Lord comes, we will then find the rapture. The rapture of the church will happen. That is the Greek word I wrote it this morning, hapartso. I'll just write it again. Hapartso, and I hope you're learning here, guys. I'm trying to go as quick as possible because I want to get to my point. But we will then see the rapture of the church. But what then will happen? When we see the rapture of the church taking place, I want you to see and to learn. When the rapture of the church happens, the Bible says we will appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Oh, we will appear before the judgment seat of Christ. And because we will appear before the judgment seat of Christ, the Bible says in Romans chapter number 14, verse number 10, please write that down. And in 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, verse number 10, it says, the Bible says, Jesus will scrutinize your life. He will scrutinize your life. And everything done in the body, He will either reward you for, or you will have no rewards but just make it into heaven. Because Scripture speaks about, and I want you to understand, the rapture of the church, and I'm going to draw this again. The rapture of the church is going to be a secret event. In other words, when the eyes blink, the church will be out of here. Okay? Now, I want you to understand, before when Jesus came the first time, He came to His own. He came to Israel. But Israel rejected Him. Then post the cross, or after the cross, we now see the cross going open for the Gentiles, for you and I. You and I are the Gentiles. And now we see the Bible speaks about, again I say, because I'm trying to echo the things more than once that you can understand and learn. And so I'm giving you this by repetition, not because we are trying to be weird. And listen, there's many theories, but I'm not interested in theories here. I'm interested in the truth of God's word. I see some of the guys are commenting. So I want you to understand something. You don't, and let me just say that, is that when we see the time coming near, the Bible says this, and when the rapture happens, what can you expect in 2021? Because that's the question. That's what you want to know. That's what everybody wants to know. What can you expect? And so I see some of the people are asking me pre-trip, mid-trip, post-trip, late trip, ever trip. You don't want to be a mid-trip and you don't want to definitely not be a post-trip. So when the church is out, what will happen is we will appear before the judgment seat of Christ. I say again, judgment seat of Christ. And as you stand in front of the judgment seat of Christ, the Bible says every man will need to give an account. Guys, this is going to happen. Everybody will need to give an account. Everybody will need to report to Jesus what we have done in the body. And there you will not stand with your wife or with your husband or with that. You will stand by yourself in front of Jesus and you'll tell Jesus that did you do what He called you to do? Philippians chapter number 1, verse number 6. Romans chapter number 8, verse number 28. And there's many other scriptures. 2 John 1:8 speaks about our rewards that we'll get. Then the Bible goes deeper. So when the church is removed, I want you to see something here. When the church is removed, when the church is off the planet, then, and this is what I wanted you to see tonight, because I want to get to the six things that will happen. When the church is removed off the planet, the tribulation will be initiated. And I spoke about that very quickly this morning. But the tribulation period is a 7-year cycle where the Bible says 3.5 years good, 3.5 years bad. And really, you don't want to have it good or bad. You just don't want to be here. Very, very simple. You don't want to be here. You want to be out of here. Okay? Now, what the Bible says is that in the middle of the 7-year tribulation, there will be something, as I said this morning, called the mark of the beast. And the mark of the beast comes, and I'm just echoing what I said this morning because I want to get actually to what I want to preach about or talk about with you guys tonight. When this happens, here God's focus is, let me use blue. Are you guys sharing? Are you sharing? You need to be sharing far and wide. Because I tell you, guys, here God's focus will be Israel. Israel will need to endure the tribulation because they rejected the Messiah when He came the first time. But now God will, in the tribulation, focus on His people again. Israel is our end time clock. You always look to Israel. Now, what has this got to do with everything or anything? It's got to do with a lot of stuff, guys. Is that this mark, you will receive this mark by force. In other words, they will force you to get it. It will not be an option. It will not be an option. You will be forced to get it. And this will to you'll have to need this to buy or sell. It will be a forced thing. In other words, they will force you to get the mark. Now, to get the mark, to get forced to get the mark, you have to understand something. If you do receive the mark of the beast, it means you've switched allegiance. Now you've served Jesus up to a certain place, and now because you can't buy or sell, you switch, and now you start to serve the beast, and now you take his number, his name, and his mark. Once you do that, the Bible says you can never be saved and you're eternally condemned. Now, listen, people think this is, we're playing when we say this stuff. You have to understand when hell, the best way I can describe it, I once, many, many, many years ago, I had a vision. I was praying one day and I had a vision. And as I was receiving this vision, I see, because I was taken into this vision, and as I was taken into this vision, I knew as I was in prayer, this is something I have never experienced. And it was, I tell you, it is the worst, one of the worst visions I've ever had, because there was no dark, no light, there was no life, there was fear. I remember how anxious I was in that vision. And in the vision, I knew this was hell. This is not God. And I think I've tasted some of these things, or the Lord has allowed me to see a little bit so that I can be able to preach and to teach His people with a fervency. And people can say, you know, many Christians say this. They say, "Yoch, but, you know, God will just sort everything out. He will just win." No, you don't get the gospel then. And I want to show you tonight that many people are, if Jesus should come back today, most of the church will not be raptured. Most of the church will not be raptured because He says, for you to be raptured, you need to be alive. Alive means faith. Okay? And I'm going to show you through six things just now. I'm going to show you as I go through the six things, how easily man has fallen away from the Lord already. We've already started to deceive. So what does the world need to do? The world needs to get the world ready to receive the mark. Now, what should be concerning for you all is how easily we have gone into certain things. You know, I remember at the beginning of this whole lockdown scenario, how people were joking about it 3 weeks in and saying, "Oh, this is so fun." And I saw many pastors and preachers and all these guys, you know, they were just like, "Oh, taking a lot." I still prophesied. I said, "This is going to go on for long." And now we're seeing it going on for long, and people are getting tired. And the reason why the people are getting tired is that, you know, the Bible says that the enemy wants you to drop your shield of faith. And when your faith gets dropped, that's ultimately where the enemy will attack, because you get something called the shield of faith. Oh, guys, are you learning? The shield of faith. What is the shield of faith? The shield of faith is something that you have to have up in front of you. Now, the Bible says, above all, taking the shield of faith. Now, why above all? The word "above all" is not more important than the sword of the Spirit, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, the shoes of peace. It's not important than anything. The Bible says that you have to have a certain type of faith. Now, you might say, "But Pastor Gebhard, I am sure I am saved." But I want to question you around, I want to question you on that tonight. And I see people are asking online here tonight, what does EC stand for? Go and read our statement of faith. You're most welcome. So go and read our statement of faith. So I want to show you what Paul says, because what Paul says through the Holy Spirit is very important for us, for the season that we find ourselves in right now. Very, 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 very important. So, guys, is everybody there? Are you learning? So, I want to go a little bit deeper, because in 2 Thessalonians chapter number 2, verse number 1, 2, and 3. Let me rather go to Titus chapter number 2, verse number 11. Please quickly go with me to Titus chapter number 2, verse number 11, because the Bible says, "We that are alive and remain." We that are alive and remain. Alive and remain. Now, the word "alive" there means faith. Now, if we say we are alive, it means we need to be saved. Okay? Now, the word "saved" is the Greek word "sozo," and it means saved spiritually, physically, emotionally, on all dimensions. Now, I want you to see something here, because people don't get it. They think, Bible says, many people think because they've just prayed a prayer once that you are saved. That's not what Scripture teaches. Scripture says the following. I want to read for you what the Bible says. 1 Corinthians chapter number 15, verse number 2 says this: "By this gospel you are saved, if you hold firmly to the word I preached to you. Otherwise you have believed it in vain." Which gospel? Paul says, by this gospel, What gospel? The gospel of Jesus Christ. So what does that gospel say? It says by the gospel you are saved. Now listen to me. Before you are ever saved, you have to recognize, listen to me, before you are saved, guys, just check the comments, please. Because you are saved, you have to recognize that somewhere along the line that you have been lost. Are you with me? So before we can be saved, somewhere along the line, we should have recognized that we have been lost. So the Bible says, listen to this. 1 Corinthians 15 verse number 2 says this, by this gospel you are saved, sozo. If you hold firmly to the word I preach to you, otherwise you have believed in vain. For what I received, for what I received, I pass on to you as of importance that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. So Jesus died, that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day according to the scripture. Oh, guys, are you there? So there is conditions for the gospel to be in your life. Are you guys there? Jesus says, will I find faith when I return? That's his question. So Jesus asked this question in Luke chapter number 18. He says, will I find faith? Will I find faith? Will I find faith? Will I find faith when I return? What faith? Faith in the gospel. What is the gospel? This is crazy important. What is the gospel? The gospel is Jesus died. The gospel is he was buried. The gospel is he was raised on the third day. In other words, if you don't believe the gospel, and if your faith is not in a Savior, then there's no salvation. Are you guys with me? There's no real faith. Oh, guys, come on. There's no real faith. There's no real faith. There has to be a true faith in what? In the gospel. What does the gospel say? The gospel says, and the gospel makes it very clear, he died, he was buried, and he rose again. Now, I want to show you something here. If you're taking notes, guys, I want you to take notes, because I want you to understand something here. Because if you don't get this, if you don't get this, faith will pass you by. And I pray that you get this. I pray that you get this. Please understand. If I put the cross there, I'm just going to draw for you to show you this. And I want you to take note. This is the Old Testament. This is the New Testament. Now, the Old Testament had works. The New Testament has got grace. Are you there? Or faith? The Old Testament was all, everything was works. Here, everything is faith. Now, I want you to see something here, because this is, I want to prove to you tonight by the Word of God, where are we right now? Derek. Can you please check for me this one guy on these people on YouTube? I see some of the guys are commenting, freaking me. I don't like how they comment. So just they can just take them just off our stream. I don't even want them on our stream, because there's people that really want to listen, and then there's people that they're just playing around. So they can just get off our stream. So like really, guys, listen. Don't come and play on our streams, by the way. So just get off. When you look at the Old Testament, it's everything is by works. But then you find Jesus Christ coming. Jesus coming. And he finishes the work. Are you guys with me? He finishes the work. He finishes the work. So now the believer to be born again, the Bible says the following. You have to believe in the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, guys, are you there? If you don't believe in the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ, then salvation is impossible. Now, the Bible says in Titus chapter number 2, verse number 11, for the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Are you there? So what am I talking to you about tonight? I am talking to you about how to be sure that you are part of the rapture. We've got hundreds of people commenting, and I want to go a little bit deeper. Are you guys there? So let's go deeper. So Jesus says, the disciples sit with Jesus. They ask Jesus a question. Lord, what will be the signs of thy coming and the end of the age? Jesus says, you will see these signs. Then he calls them out. I like Jesus because he's a God of detail. He's a God of detail. He says, you will see these 11 signs. Then he says, while you see these 11 signs, there will be a generation of people living out these 11 signs, 18 signs of them. They will be lovers of themselves. They will be haters, boastful, arrogant. They will be untrustworthy. They will not even be able to, they will start to get confused. They will be deceived. They will be deceived. Now, the word deceived here, I wanna show you something. The word deceived is the Greek word for plano. The word plano. And it means this. A people that have once held on to what they believe to be morally right. Now they've started to trade what they believe to be morally right. And they've started to negotiate their moral terms. And they've started to receive something new, who they are not. Are you guys there? Who they are not. Now, I want to use an example. If you look in my hands, I have a matchbox here. I want you to learn something here tonight. The Bible says that there is the God created man and woman, and he created man and woman to have children, to multiply, correct? Now think of me. What you see here is a matchbox. Okay? Are you guys there? Are you with me? Now, if you look at the matchbox, what you see inside is matches. Now, the holder, this is how God created a family. A family is created to have a mother which carries the children, and you have the children with the mother. Then you have the father that comes, and he is the protector of the family. This is a whole unit. This is called the family. Are you there? What are you seeing right now? You are seeing society dividing these things, and now you are even seeing how the enemy is coming and is redefining what a child is. They are defining things like saying you can't be called a man or a woman, a boy or a girl. What is this? It is to confuse. And I said to you, I prophesied on the New Year's service, I said the attack will come against the children. Why? Because they will try to confuse the children. Why? Because they would want to make the children lawless. Why? So that they may receive the Antichrist. Why? So that they may receive his mark. Why? So that they may be eternally lost. You have to understand, parents, as you're listening to me tonight, you are the final God. You are the absolute final God for your children. The way you pray, the way you give, the way you read the word, the way you obey the Lord, that is exactly in the footsteps that your children will follow. Let me say it again. Guys, listen to me. God created a man to be the priest, the prophet, and the king of his family. As a priest, he needs to present his family before God. He needs to pray. He needs to tithe. He needs to be obedient. He needs to be submissive. He needs to be in full authority before God. He represents his family night and day before the Lord. Daniel appeared before the Lord three times a day. David said this, Lord, early in the morning, you'll find my voice coming to you. And so what do we see? We see this is the man's responsibility. It says the same. Now, we see the mother. The mother gives birth to the children. She is the one that takes care of them. She is called the helpmate. When you put these things together, you find a whole family unit. Let me use myself as an example. As the father of Hatfield Christian Church has now become Empowered Church for the last 2 years, 3 years, as the senior pastor of this church, I am called as a father to know the signs of the time. And as my children are following me, I need to be able to guard them and protect them. And I need to warn them and tell them of that what is to come. That is called leadership in the body of Christ, is to understand, is to see, and to know the time of your visitation. And so what are we seeing right now? Guys, are you guys getting what I'm saying tonight? I pray that the Spirit of God will fill your houses right now, even as I speak. Even as this room is filled with the Spirit of the Lord, I pray that there where you are, that the Spirit of God will come. I pray that you will flock back to the churches. I pray, you have to understand, everything the enemy is currently designing to do, everything, is to get you to a place where you receive Him. It's all that He's doing. Guys, are you with me? Are you learning? So, Paul the Apostle says the following. He says, know the signs of thy coming. The word deceived. The word deceived means to not know. But we're not deceived. We know. We do know. And so, what are you seeing? From Adam to Abram one day. From Abram to Moses one day. From Moses to David one day. From David to Jesus one day. From Jesus to now, 6 days. There's a seventh day coming that He must fulfill to echo or to shadow and type creation. Oh, are you guys there? Are you with me? So, what must you do? And this is nothing to be afraid of, by the way. There's nothing to be afraid of. There's nothing that, they say no sound. Is it fine? Okay. The Bible says this, write the scripture down. Because tonight I want people to get saved. I want you to be saved. I want you to be properly saved. And the word again, save, means you need to understand that you've been lost. So there needed to be a day, or there needed to come a time in your life where you were once actually lost. So you need to understand before you can receive the gospel, you have to know, why don't you just stay, guys? You have to actually know that there has actually been a time that you actually were lost. So to have to be saved simply means there must be a time where you actually understood that you were lost. So receiving the Lord Jesus Christ is not a simple thing of just praying a prayer and then you are saved. And that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says for you to be properly saved, you have to believe in the gospel. What is the gospel? The gospel is He died in your place. He was buried. He rose again. That's the gospel. And if you don't believe that, then you're not saved, guys. And this year, salvation is crucial for you. It's crucial for you. Now, Paul says this in 2 Thessalonians chapter number 2, verse number 1 and 2. Listen to this, because I want to give you six things. Paul says in 2 Thessalonians chapter number 2, verse number 1 and 2. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto Him, that you be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ as is at hand. In other words, they were believing the church of Thessalonica, they believed that they missed the rapture. And because they missed the rapture, Paul was encouraging them. He says, don't be shaken. Don't waver. Don't be afraid. Don't be moved. Then he says, don't be troubled. The word troubled there is a Greek word, threo, which means something that causes one to be filled of worry, anxiety, or fear. Nor by spirit. In other words, don't allow another spirit to speak to you. Oh, guys, are you there? Are you with me? Now, I want to give you six things. Because the Bible says again, and I want to say this again because I want to show you something. The Bible says, let no man deceive you by any means. Let no man deceive you by any means. Now, the word deceive you, 2 Thessalonians chapter number 2, verse number 3. Let no man deceive you by any means. The word deceive there is the word trick. Let no man trick you. To cheat or to trick or to bring false conclusion. Let no man deceive you. So what have we said up to now? I spoke to you from Genesis all the way to the cross. I said to you when Jesus came the first time, his ministry was focused on Israel. Then I said to you that he kept the cross, or the cross was open and the focus was still Israel all the way to Acts chapter number 2. But then from Acts chapter number 2, we saw the birth of what we call the age of grace or the age of the church. What is the age of grace, or what is the task of the church? We must restrain. In other words, as long as you and I are here, oh, praise the Lord. As long as you and I are here, the enemy cannot do what the enemy wants to do just because you and I are here. Oh, guys, are you with me? Just because we are here, we are called the great restrainer. We are restraining what the enemy wants to do on the planet. So we are restraining him, and we have the ability and we have the responsibility to preach the kingdom. Are you guys there? Are you with me? Are you taking notes? Oh, I want to go deeper, guys. I want to go deeper because I want to show you, and tonight I want to speak to you a little bit about this as well. And I want to show you just this. So then we see, as I said to you, the rapture happens, the church is out of here, and when the church, but before the church gets out, oh, I don't know. Do you guys, are you ready? Are you ready to receive this, guys? Are you ready to? I don't know. You know, I was praying this afternoon. I said, God, I don't know if the church are ready to hear this type of stuff. But yet I cannot think not to tell them this. Because if I don't tell you the full scale of the truth, then you, or if I hide just a little bit, because sometimes as a father, you need to understand how much you can give your children and how much they can actually take. Jesus actually said that himself. He said, I want to give you so much more, but I don't know if they are able to digest it and to eat it. And so let me go a little bit deeper here, because I want you to see something here. There's basically six things that you can do. Can we go deeper, guys? Do you want me to go deeper? Okay, there's six things you can do. And it's not a works thing, but there's six things. And guys, you have to understand what we're teaching you tonight is revelatory. And what you should be doing right now is you should be sharing this gospel far, guys, because there's so many people that need to be hearing what I'm saying right now. Can you sense the presence of God? Can you guys sense the presence of the Lord? There's six things that you must do. So when we go and we stand before the Lord, the Bible says He will judge us, and this will not be a judgment between heaven and hell. It will be a judgment by what we've done in the body. Guys, I don't know about you, but the fear of God hits me because I understand exactly the timetable that we are in. I understand we are seeing a mass dress rehearsal. I'm seeing that, you know, and that's what I feel in my own spirit. So, because that's what he's saying to me. Because he speaks to me. He speaks to me in the night. He speaks to me in the day. He speaks to me. And so, if I see it, I just know I'm going to stand before Jesus Christ. I'm going to stand in front of him. And he's just going to ask one question. Did you have faith? Did you have faith? And so, to draw a little bit deeper, and what I'm doing, I'm getting Empower Church, I'm getting you guys ready. So tonight is session 2. Next week will be session 3, 4, and then we'll go from there. But what you will see is this, is that the church has to go through Matthew 24. You can't skip it. You have to go through it. The Bible says you don't have an option. But the question will be, as you go through it, will you continue to have faith? Will you continue to have faith? That is the question. And the Bible says no man can come to the Lord except by faith. Hebrews chapter number 11. Hebrews, you see the Hebrews, not Shebrews, Hebrews. Just teasing, guys. Hebrews 11:1, Hebrews 11:6. He's a rewarder of those who diligently trust him, by the way. But he's still asking the question of faith. And think about that. The question that he's asking and that you and I will need to answer as we look into his eyes is we will need to be able to answer, do we have faith? Not faith in Johnny and Sissy and whoever. No, do we have faith in what? Faith in the gospel of the finished work of Jesus. And I'm going to give you an opportunity to get properly saved tonight because that is vital for you. So, do we have faith? That is the bottom line question. Oh, guys, so are you getting this? Are you learning? With the rapture, it will be like this. It will be quicker than that. The church will be out. But then the Bible tells us, and this is what gets me excited about the scripture. The Bible tells us that with the second coming, as we come back with Jesus and we see the 1,000-year rule and reign, then we'll see the four judgment or the three judgments happening, and then we'll see the Armageddon and Chochamah Choch and all of that. But I don't want to get into that tonight. That is for our part 2 or part 3. I want to give you guys right now, I want to give you six things. Six things Paul the Apostle and Jesus would have told you. Well, the Holy Spirit is inside of us. And what I'm sharing with you tonight is exactly that. I'm sharing with you tonight exactly what I believe you must do in this hour. So take a moment, because the Spirit of God must convict you. There we are listening to me tonight. It must convict you that what I am preaching to you is the truth of God. So here is how to stay in faith. And quickly tell me, who of you want to stay in faith? Because you want to stay in a place of perpetual faith. In other words, you want to remain in faith. Oh, let's just take a moment. Oh, there's so much information. I want to just open my logos here. Do you want to have, write this down, guys. There's six things. There's six things that you want to have in your life. Six things. Are you ready? Okay. Number one. I'm going to give it to you quick. To stay in faith, every day pray. Simple. Every day pray. And the Bible says in Psalm 5 verses 3, let your prayer rise up early in the morning. Every day pray. Secondly, every day, every single day, not every second, third, fourth, fifth day, every day, Bible. Go into the Word of the Lord. Then, listen to me carefully. Number three, every day, confess. Now, I want you to write this word out. I want you to write this word down. The word confess. Please write it down. The word confess is the Greek word homologia. In other words, when the Bible says in 1 John 1:9, confess your sins, the word confess there means I need, the word homo means I need to feel about it the same way God feels about it. So homo means two, or me means to become one with. So that's a compound word, homologia. Logia comes from the word to speak after it's sat in my heart. So now, because I've been repenting in my heart, my mouth speaks what's in my heart. That's why when I say I'm sorry, that's not confession. That's remorse. Now, remorse will get you into hell, whereas repentance will get you to God. Oh, guys, are you with me? So the Bible says, and listen to this, Proverbs chapter number 28 and verse number 13. Proverbs chapter number 28, verse number 13. He that covers his sin shall not prosper. He that covers his sin shall not prosper. But whoso confesses and forsakes them shall have mercy. Oh, I love the Bible. I love the Bible. You know, do you know the Bible says that Judas repented? Do you know that? Do you know that the scripture says that Judas repented? But the word repentance there means remorse. In other words, what did Judas do? Have you guys ever wondered, what did Judas do? And I see many people are doing that today. And you can't get saved like that. You can't get saved like that. So whatever is in the light cannot be in the darkness. Whatever is in the darkness cannot be in the light. John 3, 33 to 36. So clear. But the Bible says if you hide your sins, if you hide them, no mercy. Now you need mercy. I want to go deeper here. You need mercy because you want to tap into His grace. Because the Bible says, for God had mercy on us because of His great love. In other words, you see the love of God, then the mercy of God, then the grace of God. These three go together. Mercy means I will do something for you that you cannot do for yourself. Oh, guys, are you getting that? The word mercy means I will do something for you that you cannot do for yourself. I'll do something for you that you cannot do for yourself. And what does God want to do for you? Remember my picture? The law and grace, works and faith. I'm going to show you tonight why many people's faith is not working for them. You see, many Christians right now, they say, oh, I pray, I do everything. The reason why your faith is not working is because you're hiding things from God. And the Bible says, Proverbs chapter number 28, verse number 13, and there's many other scriptures, and John 1:9 is maybe our most powerful. Don't hide it. Tell God about it. Because when you tell God about it, His mercy activates His grace, and His grace activates faith, and faith activates the finished work here, the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what you need to be saved by. Oh, guys, are you with me? So quickly confess. Then number four, put on the whole armor of God. Number five, make a covenant with your own eyes. Make a covenant with your own eyes. Number six, Empower Church, listen to me. Number five, make a covenant with your own eyes. Number six, maintain a strong relationship with those to whom you are spiritually accountable. Are you there? Maintain a strong relationship with those to whom you are spiritually accountable. Lastly, make sure you never forsake the assembly of believers. Now, when I bring everything together in Power Church, this is what I want you to understand. You and I must understand the fullness of it. Guys, are you? Oh, I pray to God, you know. I said, Lord, Romans chapter number 10, verse number 17. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing comes by the word of the Lord. Listen to me. How does faith come? How does faith come? How does faith come? By hearing. How does fear come? By hearing. Now, can you see that both God and the devil are using the same method? God uses His word, and Satan does exactly the same thing. Why? The word of the Lord can save you. The word of the enemy will put you into fear. When he places you into fear, there'll be three symptoms coming with that. Intimidation. Anxiety. Hopelessness. What are you seeing right now around you? Are you not seeing these things? Are you not seeing every single one of these things? How does faith come? By hearing. How does fear come? By hearing. How did Adam and Eve lose their position in that God had for them? How did Adam and Eve lose their creation mandate? Come on. They listened to someone else. And that's exactly what God asked them. He said, Who did you listen to? And so can you see, by listening to the wrong spirit, you will physically sell yourself. Oh, guys, just want to open one scripture. You guys should be in Power Church. Are you learning? Are you learning? Are you learning? Galatians chapter number 2, verse number 16. Now know that a person is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ. So we too have put our faith in Jesus Christ, so that we may be justified by Jesus Christ, and not by the works of the law, but by the works, because by works of the law no man will be justified. Romans chapter number 10, verse number 17. I like this in the Passion. It says this: consequently, or the NASB, consequently, faith results from listening through the word of God. And so, how do you make certain you are saved? Five ways. Quickly. You need to know you're lost. You need to know what Jesus did. You need to receive what He did. You need to cease from dead works. You must stop doing them. And you must die to yourself so that He can live. And so, what I want to make sure of tonight is this. What I want to make sure of is this. Oh, my precious church, Empower, you are beautiful as what you are prophetic. And all of Empower, the people are hungry for church. You know, this morning we are, I can just say, I just see a hunger in God's people. It's not a hunger to scare, it's a hunger to prepare. God is busy. God isn't scared. God prepares you. But you have to listen to His Spirit. And so, what I want to do tonight is this. I have all my notes here, everything. And what I want to do with you guys is this, is that, you know, we will see many things in this season of 2021. But the prophetic timeline that we are in is very significant according to the Word of God. And what I want to do tonight is I want to make extremely sure that every single one of you guys, that you get where we are, because I want to make sure that you are not just born again, or that you are born again, but that you are saved. That you are saved. Everybody there? Okay. So, as you are listening to me tonight, I pray that right now, that the Spirit of the Lord would have already started to work in your heart and convict you, because where we are, and I'll go through it just quickly, we are right at that precipice where, and I'll do it like this, where we'll see the King coming. It's almost, but not yet. We are seeing already the signs. Every one of them are dominant. We are seeing the generation. We are seeing exactly what He told us would happen is happening, that the attack has been launched against your kids. And I showed you by illustration. We are seeing this. We are also seeing prophetically that a pact was made with, or a covenant was made, a deal was signed, the Abraham's Accord was signed of Israel. Israel became a nation in 1948. The treaty was signed of them in 2018. Then the Bible says there's basically 3 years that have passed from then till now. Then the Bible says that in the middle of this treaty, somewhere in the middle of this, this treaty needs to be broken. Then we're already in the tribulation. And so, do you understand how close we are to the end? We're very close. And I can't say to you when or how, but the Bible says, you know, and this is one scripture people misinterpret. They say, no man knows the time or the hour. True, but when Jesus was saying that, He was saying that before the cross. After the cross, you get the book of Revelation, which reveals Jesus Christ to you. And so, I don't want to go into too much tonight, because otherwise I'm going to go into part 3 here. And I want to stay in part 2. And so, what I do want to do tonight is this. I want to make sure, by this word tonight, I want to make sure that people, that you are properly born again, saved, guys. As I'm writing like this, are you learning? Because I'm done. Salvation is 3 things: justification. That's something God did in the past for you. Sanctification. Something that you do with the Holy Spirit. And what we will soon see in the future, glorification, that means you become one with Christ means you go home. And so we're not seeing that, but I want to make sure tonight, if I've taught like this, then salvation must be the reward. Just bring the camera to me, guys. And so tonight, as the Spirit of the Lord comes into your house, I want to give you an opportunity to be born again. I want you to recognize that you are in need of a Savior. And I want you to recognize that you, by the Spirit of the Lord, that you have been lost. Because you can only be found if you recognize you've been lost. And so, with all of the stuff that I'm saying to you right now, I want you to start. I want you to take this moment with a lot of joy, but with a seriousness of your heart, and to say, Lord Jesus, because the Bible says, how can a man be saved unless he believes in the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ? And by believing in the full extent of the gospel, that he died, he rose again, what is the gospel? The gospel is, he came, he died, he rose again, he finished the work. Now we trust in him. And because we trust in him, I'm born again. I'm trusting in him full time. That is called a full time job called sanctification. Okay, guys, so if that's you, I want to give you a moment right now. Oh, my brothers and my sisters, I want to give you a moment right now. You can say, and Father, I pray right now in this moment, Lord, Holy Spirit, that you'll be convicting people's hearts. Father, that they will recognize their need for a Savior, because it's only by Jesus that man can be saved. Father, as the hour is drawing nigh, as the hour is drawing upon us, God, Lord, I pray that none will be lost, but that every man will come to salvation in Jesus Christ. I pray, Lord, in this night, Father, that people will have ears to hear, eyes to see, hearts to understand, and they may receive your word in this night, in Jesus Christ's name. If that's you, If you say, I want to give my life to the Lord, then I want you to comment your name. I want you just to comment your name. And as you comment your name, guys, my team are ready to receive your names. And we're ready to receive your names. So I want to give you this opportunity. And want to give you this opportunity. This is very important. And so I'm just going to give time for people to comment. And then we're going to take communion. Just watch the comments, guys. It's important for me that we catch the names. Okay, there we are. I want you to pray this prayer with me right now. There we are. I want you to pray this prayer. I want you to pray this prayer right there we are. I want you to pray this prayer. I'm just giving time for people to comment. I see many many names and many comments. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Just comment your names, guys. Okay, I'm going to pray a prayer. I'm going to pray for you now. And then we're going to take communion. So there we are. If you are with someone, the Bible says, where two or more are gathered together in His name, there He is in the midst of us. So I'm with you. If you're watching alone tonight, it's fine. I'm with you. So we're two. If you're with someone, then just agree with them right now. And let's pray together. This is the prayer I want you to pray. And guys, just get ready with our pastoral helpline. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, just repeat that prayer after me and mean it out of your heart. It's a prayer of the heart. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I recognize my need of a Savior. I recognize my need to be saved spiritually, physically, emotionally. Father God, I come to you in this night in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I confess my sins. I repent of my sins. And I receive the free gift of salvation through Jesus Christ. And in this night, I thank you, God, that I may receive Him unto myself. Through the gift of faith, through the gift of salvation. Father, write my name right now in your book of life, that I may know you, the only living God. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. And if you pray that prayer, say, amen, and amen, and amen. And so what I want to do now, if you've prayed that prayer, there will be a pastoral number coming up right now. And you can leave us your details, or you can have a pastoral line. And I want you, then you can make use of that and empower. In a very short while from now, our first membership course is also going to come up, and I don't want you to miss that because we have got so many people asking us, when is the next membership? When is the next membership? And so tonight what I did part two, but I want to do communion now with all the families. And as you are there with your family, I want you to take out the communion element. Why am I doing communion so much? Because communion carries tremendous power. And what we want to do tonight is, just give me the glass, is that what we want to do tonight is 1 Corinthians chapter number 11. And just give the glass in my hand. Thank you. Is we want to make sure tonight that as we partake of His flesh, and as we drink of His blood, that there is a remission of sin. And more than that, 1 Corinthians, I don't want to say more than that, always looks weird when I say that. What I mean by that is, in addition to what I've just said, when we partake of the flesh and when we drink of the blood, which is the cracker and grape juice, is we are celebrating the fact that He came, that He died, that He rose again. And as we eat of His flesh, as we drink of His blood, 1 Corinthians 11 tells us that there is protection, tells us there's provision, tells us we're doing this in remembrance of Him. And so empower, as your pastor, I am taking the bread. And as you take bread with me, take the bread of the Lord. And as we take the bread of the Lord, let's have communion together. And then I'm going to summarize and I'm going to let you go. Father, I pray as we partake of the flesh, that we do so in remembrance of Jesus Christ. Father, forgive us of all of our sins and all of our iniquities. Father, wash us clean with the blood of the Lamb. Father, in this night I pray as we partake of your flesh, that Father, we are celebrating the fact that we are one in you. And so, Father, as we eat of the flesh, Father, we celebrate Jesus coming, His death and His resurrection. In Jesus Christ's name, amen and amen. And as you do that, I want you to take the cup. I want you to take the cup. And you can do this as a family, by the way. And here at Empower Church, you need to understand the power of communion. So I want you to take the cup and let's pray. Father, I thank you that as we partake of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, that there's remission of our sins, that you've washed our sins away as far as the east is from the west. Lord, that you've cleansed us as white as wool, as white as snow. Father, thank you for the precious price that Jesus paid as the eternal Lamb of God. And because the Lamb was slain, there's a remission of sins for us, that we don't need to go into eternal condemnation, but that we can be saved through Jesus. And so, Father, we take this in the fear of God, in Jesus Christ's name. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you came, that you died not just for me, but as me, so that I can live in you and through you victoriously. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen and amen. And so guys, what we have done this morning, I've started with part one. Tonight I've done part two. And there would be a form available. I want all of Empower members and partners, I want you all to get my baseline teaching. It's basically a synoptic drawing of what I've shared this morning. And I want you to use this as a template, because we're going to journey in this in the next couple of weeks. I'm going to teach you. We're going to come into this more and more. And if we have not yet have your email addresses, there's a doc form on there that we want you to fill in your details for us. Please give it to us so that we can get the document to you. That is for all Empower members and partners if you want it. And that will go out tomorrow. Tomorrow it will go out during tomorrow. And with that as well, there's been a lot of people that has asked me, please can we have your notes of the new year? I made some notes of what I said at the New Year service on what will be coming in 2021. So if you want that, be sure that we have your email addresses. And so lastly, I want you, there we are, I want you to lift your hands, because in this week to come, you'll be seeing us, and we'll be, there's things happening this week that I want to be very sure that Empower Church does not miss. And again, I say, be not troubled. Jesus said that, be not troubled. I've overcome the world. I've overcome the world. I see many people having issues with the form. If you have issues with the form, just comment. Just comment your email addresses for us. We'll be able to get it. And Empower Church, lift your hands there where you are. I want everybody to lift your hands. All of you to lift your hands. I want to pray for you right now. As Many people say they can't open the dock. If you can't open the dock, just leave it in the comments for us, guys. I want you just to lift your hands. I want to pray for you. Father, thank you that in the name of Jesus Christ, that right now, Father, that I can pray over every person that's listening. Father, that Lord, that they will have ears to hear, eyes to see. Father, thank you that if God be for me, who can be against me? Father, I want to pray in this night that every empowered member and partner, Lord, will hear the word of the Lord. Lord, as we are getting ready for that what is to come, Father, I thank you that there's no fear, no worry, no concern in our hearts, for we trust in the living God. We thank you, God, Lord, as we go into this month of January 2021, that we will present even ourselves as our first fruit unto you, God. Lord, I thank you that everything in our care belongs to you. Father, I thank you, Lord, that we can boldly say, Lord, the Lord is my helper. The Lord is my helper. And so, Father, with humility we come, we submit to you, and we thank you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen and amen.
If you've been impacted by this ministry in any way, we want to encourage you to partner with us financially and help us continue delivering God's word all around the world. Visit www.empowerchurch.co.za and find the giving option that works best for you, as well as some of our latest resources. Thank you again for joining us. Now go and live an empowered life.